Fuck Ted Cruz, Hollywood celebrities pile on senator over Cancun trip amid Texas crisis. By Hannah Blow on February 18, 2021. A horde of left-wing Hollywood elites piled on Senator Ted Cruz. RTX, following reports that he was on a plane headed to Cancun alongside his family in the midst of the crisis in Texas. Bashing him as a worm who was desperately trying to rebrand from the inspired a deadly insurrection motherfucker to the left my constituents to freeze to death so I could go to Cancun motherfucker. Cruz made headlines early Thursday after a photo surfaced of the Texas senator boarding a plane with his family en route to Cancun. He released a statement on Thursday, explaining that his daughters asked to take a trip with friends. Like millions of Texans, our family lost heat and power too, he said, noting that school had been canceled for his daughters as well. Wanting to be a good dad, I flew down with them last night and am flying back this afternoon, he said. A photo surfaced later Thursday, showing Cruz carrying his luggage at the Cancun International Airport to return to the Lone Star State. Still, left-wing celebrities were quick to observe the poor optics of the situation, given the winter storm in Texas that has left millions without power and water. Seth Rogen, one of Cruz's top Hollywood critics known for battling him on Twitter, concluded that the Texas senator is trying to rebrand from the inspired a deadly insurrection motherfucker to the left my constituents to freeze to death so I could go to Cancun motherfucker, but luckily he can be both. He's just that big a motherfucker, Rogen said. One Tree Hill actress Sophia Bush used the opportunity to call on Cruz to resign. He is a craven, corrupt, sniveling, selfish hack who is clearly not interested in representing anyone but himself, Bush said. My God. CBS Mom star Kristen Johnston expressed her thoughts in what she branded a totally bipartisan tweet. Fuck Ted Cruz, she wrote. While at Ted Cruz was flying to Cancun at Bitoroark was actually in Texas making wellness check phone calls. I know this because I was on the Zoom, also making calls, and watching him work his ass off for his fellow Texans, actress-turned-activist Alyssa Milano said, calling for more leaders who lead from a place of love. How ugly does a motherfucker have to be before the good people of Texas stop sending him to do their business? Hellboy star Ron Perlman asked. The day prior, he expressed sympathy for the devil for having to spend the rest of eternity with Rush Limbaugh. If you're wondering how far Ted Cruz will go to prove he's an asshole, it's 1,800 miles, comedian Chelsea Handler remarked, piling on with her left-wing counterparts. Do as I say, not as I do. Classic, fellow comedian Sarah Silverman said. So in Titanic, when Rose didn't share that piece of wood she was floating on, and took a nap while Jack froze to death, is that pulling a Cruz? Comedian Wanda Sykes added, using the hashtag ThassaCruz. The Great Gatsby star Mia Farrow used the opportunity to urge Texans to remember this coward. Similarly, Pulp Fiction actress Rosanna Arquette concluded that Cruz is not fit to serve the American people in any way, shape, or form, calling him a disgrace. King of Queens actor Patton Oswalt referred to the Texas lawmaker as a worm, while Star Trek actor George Takei surmised that the GOP base in Texas will continue to support Cruz to own the libs. Millions of his constituents are without power and water in freezing temps and a Ted Cruz is literally hopping a plane to spring break in Cancun, Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi said, adding, you can't make this shit up. Coyote Ugly star Piper Perabo also used the news to encourage Texans to register to vote and turn Texas blue. At GovEbit is up for re-election soon in Cancun at Ted Cruz after that, she said. That moment when you incorrectly answer the question should we still go to Cancun? Billions actor Mike Birbiglia asked. In his statement released on Thursday, Cruz said he remains in constant communication with state and local leaders to get to the bottom of what happened in Texas. We want our power back, our water on, and our homes warm. My team and I will continue using all our resources to keep Texans informed and safe, he said. Texas officials say that the Texas power grid was seconds or minutes from catastrophic failure on Sunday night.